Quality Press, good morning, Vishal speaking.
Oh, yeah, hello. Look, a couple of weeks ago, I reached out to you guys just by email regarding a quote for a book.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on behalf of my, I did it through my husband's email.
May I know what email?
It was Baxter Blue195@gmail.com. So Robert
okay,
Baxter.
Just one second.
Yeah.
Rob Baxter, yeah. I think. Baxter Photography,
yes.
Yeah?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
I am the one who actually assisted that.
Ah,
I emailed
okay.
the quote as well.
You did, and I've got the quote. I've just got some questions.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. So I can see that you guys are based in Welshpool and that you do a lot of apparel, you know, sort of branded apparel, T-shirts and hats. And,
yes.
You know, all that sort of stuff. What sort of experience have you had in printing books?
That's our major printing industry. We are a printing industry.
Right, okay.
We do offset printing, digital printing, wide format. That's our main ball game.
Right, gotcha.
We just recently started 2 years ago with promo items like USBs, then
the promotional stuff. The
promotional, it's the apparels and all that. So
So on site,
but our main ball game is the printing. We do
we're
really specialized in printing. We are number
right.
one in WA.
Yeah, right. Okay. Because I was just I looked at your website and I'm going, I don't mention book.
We're promoting more promotions.
Exactly.
Promotional sale because that's our
yeah.
new. Product
that's
line.
In, yeah, and I'm looking at it going, oh, I don't know if these guys can even do books. Now, so just to give you from when you get, obviously, payment, how long does it take to print the books usually?
First of all, may I ask, are we looking this 64pp plus cover book?
You are, that's correct, yeah. And what I also wanted to explain too is it's not so. What the book is black and white mainly. Okay, mainly.
Black.
But
well,
yeah.
yeah,
so it's black and white mainly. But what my husband has done is he's just used red on occasions through the book. So it's not right through the book. So like for example, on the front cover, the name Rob Baxter's in red. Everything is just black and white. You
yeah.
open up the front page and the inside of the back page is red. And then, you know, on the back page, for example, there's some writing in red, you know. So that, and then it's very random, but, you know, through the book, all of a sudden, through the black and white photos, there might have been somebody, for example, leaning against a car. It doesn't happen often. The people in black and white, but the car's red. You know, just to give you an idea, it just gave the book a little bit of a lift. But it's not all through the book. All through the book, it's pretty much black and white. You know, it's just literally the front cover, the back cover, and I think there's a couple of photos in between where a few of them. I can only see one now. Can I see the bloody red car? I'm sitting there flicking through the book, and I can only see a red car. So
okay.
Do you call that full colour? Do you call that spot colour? What do you call that?
It will be still a full colour.
You call that full colour. Okie dokie. Okay.
The reason is...
Yeah, okay.
We still have to imprint those coloured artwork on some pages into
yeah.
the actual. As you can see, there is not much major difference between... We have
spot
quoted
yeah,
three.
So,
we have quoted
yeah.
three different versions.
Yeah,
one
yeah, I know.
Is
I've
full
got...
colour.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've got it written
is,
down. Yeah,
yes,
full colours, 147. Yeah, is that inclusive of GST, by the way?
The GST part is also shown separate on the invoice.
Sorry, okay. It's okay. I've just come out of a major knee operation, so, you know.
I know you can ask
yeah,
me
yes,
no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so,
also, I'm just saying.
So that's plus GST. So it's $1,472 plus GST, yeah?
Which quote you're looking?
Oh, look, I'm not looking at the quote. I just wrote some figures down because I've got to sit in bed with my legs straight, so I'm not
so
in front of my computer or anything.
What you are looking, please?
100.
Okay, 100. So, yeah, 133855, 1338.55 times 1.1. So it's $1,472, $1,472.40.
Yeah.
you are looking, that's inclusive of GST, yes.
That one's inclusive of GST. That's what I thought. I thought I took it.
I thought
I'd written down the inclusive one. That's why I was questioning it. Okay. All right. So, as I said, there will be one change. Like, we're going to supply this PDF to you, right, of all the artwork.
Yeah.
But on, you know, on the inside the front cover, it's going to say second edition. So are you able to change that easily enough?
Yeah, we can add that easily enough. When we can send you the cover artwork or something like that.
So that's the only change. So you wouldn't charge for that, would you? Just to change it to second? No. So yes. So then my final question would be, from when we order it and pay for it, how long does it take?
Being this job is 64 PP and 100 quantities, I wouldn't say more than, it will be between 3 to 4 working days.
Okay.
But
so,
our process
so
is, we say for a safer side, 3 to 4 working days, but it happens around 2 to 3 days.
Okay, no problems. Look, if I allow myself a working week, that's fine by me. Look, what I'm going to do is, are you around on Monday at all?
You want me to come out and visit?
No. My husband's on the road. He's actually going to go and do some babysitting, you know, with his grandchildren. And then on the way home, my suggestion was that he brought one of the original books so that you can have a look at it, just so, you know, to ensure. Because, you see, I got the specs off the previous people who printed the first book. So I've got I don't know all the terminology, you know, and so obviously when I sent it to you, you know, like, for example, for some bizarre reason, I think the front's gloss, but you're saying it's satin. But I could be wrong. That just might be me. That might be me not looking at it properly. So I thought the fact that this is a big thing for my husband, I was thinking of sending him to you guys on Monday with the book so you can have a look at it just to ensure that, you know, that's exactly what you're doing, and that's how we want it.
Yeah. Look, I'm more than welcome. We'll be fine. What, as per his quotation, he sent an email with a spot color red.
That was me. I touched that email.
Yes. The thing is, only one color, spot color red. I think that was happening in before, but nowadays it's all like CMYK. Remember now,
okay.
When I'm checking the email, because our estimating team also explained me that we can't do spot color. It has to be CMYK because the machines are like now upgraded to the full color and based on the market.
So what's that? Cyan, magenta, yellow.
Magenta, yellow and black.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. See?
Yeah.
I do know something about printing.
that's good.
So if I could, you know, send hubby in on Monday with the book so you can have a good look at it, and then you know, maybe you can show him the quality of your work as well, just an example of your work, and then we can then, you know, at the moment we're just tallying up how many more orders there's been, and at this stage, hang on 2 seconds, I'm looking, bring my calendar up. So we'd probably be looking at, that's not what I'm doing, sorry, calendars sort of one. Okay, so next week. So, you know, we'd probably be looking at giving you the order either the week starting the 21st or we'd want it start printing on the 28th or something like that.
Yeah, sure. That's easy.
Yeah.
Easy done.
Yeah.
Easy.
So what we're doing is we're just gathering orders from people, and you know, then that's why we're pretty sure that we want the 100. So we've based that on what people said. You know.
Yes. Just on one thing on your spot color as well, Rob sent me an email, obviously you sent an email on the 22nd of June.
That's right.
I have even sent him an email on next day that, thanks for your email, I want to ask and make sure regarding spot color, we use CMYK colors.
I saw that email.
I sent an quote in quote for three different types just to make it
with
easier.
Version 2.
Version 3 was completely black throughout, black covers, black text, everything.
Version
2 is just the colored covers and black text throughout. And version 1 was everything in color. So I would still say, like, you're more than welcome to use more colors if you want to use it in
No. We don't want to start playing with the artwork. It's quite effective the way it looks, because the book is it's photographs from Perth rock and punk scene back in the 70s and 80s. So it actually, you know, suited being in the black and white format. The type of photos that they were. We're not going to start supplying a whole pile of bloody photos in colour that have to be re-scanned and it'd be too hard.
I understand. As long as you're happy, if you're happy, that's all it matters more than anything. I was just trying to say, if you want to go for more attractive, you can either choose that or completely up to you. Fine. And I saw Rob's email that he was saying that my wife's in the hospital, so I can make a decision in a few weeks' time.
That was me typing that email.
Oh, that is good. Okay.
I was pretending I was my husband because my husband has got zero administrative or managerial or business skills. He's the artist. He's got, and so I was doing it. I'm the one that said my wife is in hospital.
That is all good. Completely. I mean,
if you've ever met an artist, you'll know that they're all airy fairy and ditzy.
Yes, I understand.
And to be perfectly honest, we had no idea that this would all happen. You know, here I am having this major operation, and it went nuts. You know, he got called into two radio interviews, and the first edition sold out within a week.
Edition already been sold out. So this is a second edition, is it?
Yes, yeah, but that's all. Yeah, so I'm disappointed with the company that printed the first book simply because I thought they'd look after us the second time around.
No, I'll definitely look after you.
And they did not look after us at all. I was quite shocked at how they did not look after us.
You printed the same quantity or something like that?
No. Last time it was an odd quantity. That 30, but that they made a mistake and printed 37 incorrectly. But we still bought the 67 off them. Even though they'd printed incorrectly, and as I said, I thought they'd look after us, but no.
Just to let you know, this is a perfect binding book. You did ask for the perfect binding.
Yeah, I did. And that's why I want my husband to come with the book, meet you, and show it to you.
And show it to us.
Yeah, and then that way there's no confusion about what we want the book to look like. Okay. And, you know, apart from, as I said, it's got to say second edition.
Yes.
You know, maybe in several years' time, if there's a need, he's still got lots of photos that have never been seen by anybody in Perth. So who knows, in a couple of years' time when I'm over my operations and all the rest of it, he might print, then we'll need new artwork. Do you guys have a graphic team on board as well?
Yes, we have a graphic designer on board.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, we are 65 staff. We have in total about 65 to 70 staff, fully all kind of printing with an offset digital white format signage and packaging and also promo side. And we do have our own die cutting and all that side of the business as well, which we need for assistance to manage the product completed in full based on. So all of the process will be done in-house. Binding-wise, I know you are asking about, now you're asking about the paper, but you ask silk art paper.
The reason I asked that is, what I did was I cut and pasted the description from the previous company, and literally cut and pasted it and put it in the email. Okay,
yes.
So that's why I'm saying it's much better if my husband brings the book in.
Yes.
You can see if I've asked
what
the right
you have
thing.
Asked is correct or not. Yes, absolutely.
So that's what this is about. This is about dotting the, you know, the I's and crossing the T's to make sure we don't want to go ahead and print 100 books only to find out that I've instructed, given you the wrong instructions in an email.
Yes.
So
and
very
I,
important.
That's what information you sent me.
I
have used that same information.
Of course.
And managed to get the quotation out. Just
exactly.
So that you also know that how I've come to this set in paper.
Exactly.
To do from the... It would be similar, but I'm more than welcome if he is free. He can come and see me on next Monday, on 14th. I'll just have a quick meeting with him. If I can, I will happy to have the sample so that we can in detail go through with the paper quality the cover, GSM,
exactly.
And everything. So
and then I'll send the artwork. I'll probably have to send it through WeTransfer because it's about 65 megabytes.
Yes, you have to.
So obviously I'd send the artwork, you know, if we decide, you know, if Rob's happy, you're happy, you know, yes, you can print the book for what you quoted for, and it's going to look like our previous book.
It will even look like more polished look compared to your previous look, because the machine which we are using is really good. The machine which we are going to use it for printing is really good. It stands out attractive because the way how we quoted, it's like based on your quantities and we have quoted on the best machine.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, look, so your name is Vishnu, is that right?
Vishal.
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 Vishal. Vishal.
That's what I thought. Vishal, not Vish. Yeah, okay. I put an N on.
You can
sorry.
Call me Vish. That's fine. That's not an
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, cool.
Just to make
all
it
right.
easy.
Yeah. So I'll just check with my husband what time he'll, you know, approximately what time. You're not bound for time, are you?
No, I'm not.
Know.
I will be available from 8 to 4:30, so 8:30.
There you go. Yeah, I reckon it'll be around lunchtime, you know, 12, 1, I don't really know, but I think it'll be around then, you know, because I just need to confirm that with him.
That is perfect.
Okay, all right.
And
okay.
Your name is again, please?
My name is Maria.
Maria.
Yes,
nice
I'm Maria.
Nice to you, Maria.
Yeah,
I'll have to assist Rob and you regarding your addition.
Yeah, I'm not well enough. I can't even bend my leg to sit in the car. So
you had a knee surgery, have you?
Yeah, I've had knee replacement, yeah.
Both knees?
I had my left knee done a few years ago, and this time it's my right knee.
How's it going? All good?
Very painful.
Very painful? You're recovering and doing physio then, Elle?
I'm not doing physio yet because my leg's so swollen. I couldn't bend my leg. So I'm, I'm desperate to do physio, but because my other leg, I did do physio even from when I was in the hospital, but this time it's been a different.
I think I've done my dad's knee surgeries back home last year in India. His both legs, he had it only on the right leg. His leg was swollen like big, like an elephant leg. He had a bit of slightly problem with an elephantitis a few years ago, and then everything went back to normal. There was no swollen before he went for an operation, and after the operation, his legs was swollen. Water was building up, so doctor chose to do like a massively elevation of his leg, so all the fluids can come down and he can drain it.
So that's your father, is it?
Yeah, my father. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my father back home. But he's slightly on a higher side of weight. So plus he had like this heavy joint installed on his knee, and then we were facing this consequence with like building up water. So we went to go and see the vascular surgeon. They gave us some medicines and they say like elevation for the leg so that the stitches and everything gets healed, and then we can easily open the stitches out and all of that. So I've been through all of that last year.
Well, it's not fun.
And
now, you know, I actually and you know, I'm not overweight. I actually lost weight probably about 4 years ago, and so I'm slim, and I did it for myself, obviously, but I also did it so that in the hope that I didn't have to do my right knee because of what I went through with my left knee. But unfortunately, it doesn't matter. I think, unfortunately, if you've got severe osteoarthritis, you've got it. It doesn't really, I tried, you know, I went on lots of vegetables, healthy diet. It did, you know, did everything, exercised in the pool, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, unfortunately, the right knee just went in the end. It's like, nah. The right knee was just like, sorry, Maria, it doesn't matter what you're doing, it ain't working. You know, I tried hyaluronic needles in the joints. I tried everything, you know, because I did not want to do this operation. But in the end, I had no choice because it was beginning to deform my leg and my foot and my ankle. It was because of the way I was walking. So to avoid further damage of the rest of my body, I had to get it done.
Yes, I can imagine. They say once you do on one leg, even though my dad's left knee was good, but now he's telling us that he might have to do his left as well. Previously he was saying it's only his pain on a right knee. Once that goes off, I'll be fine. But now, because the right leg is now getting better and his left leg has like a marginal imbalance of like walking and,
and
a different posture. So that affects his left leg as well now. So that
And this is what's happened. You know, I had my left leg actually done twice because the first one failed. 12 months later, I was back into surgery having it done again. But you know, because of the way I was walking, all the pressure that it put on my right leg, and not just my knee, but my hip and my foot and my ankle as well.
Yeah.
So I actually caused damage to my right foot as well because of the way I was walking. So So it's frustrating. But anyway, you know, I'll get there.
Yeah, you will get there, hopefully.
I have to. I absolutely will because, you know, I don't want to have my life shortened or quality of life, you know, gone. You know, life's for living, not for sitting around.
Yes, no, absolutely. Wish everything goes well and you recover very soon as well.
Yeah.
And, happy to assist you with your printing requirement. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. All right then. And what do we normally do? Do we just pay up front? Is that what happens?
Once we finalize and everything, you can choose to give us an order. And before we release, we will print and... when we will be about to deliver, we will ask you to make a payment and then we will deliver.
Perfect. Makes sense. You deliver it to us. Brilliant.
Yes, we
do. Okie dokie. Okay. All right. No worries. Okay.
No,
thank you very much for your time.
Then. No worries. Thanks for your phone
Thanks
call.
A lot.
We'll speak
soon. Okay.
All right.
We'll
Thanks.
Do. Okay.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.